you know, open D minor.
Ooh, oh, wow. Ooh, ooh.
But, yeah, like, I guess that the other original song that I played, the one that I flubbed on, yeah, like the B, that's it's in reference to a nickname of somebody I knew in Germany, and yeah, that's that song is just going, you know, for walks with them and the dog, and you know, just having a good time outside basically, and you know, chasing bees. But there was that, and then the second song was, I guess, yeah, like I said, How Long, which is like a traditional blues song, and I do a more John Fahey version of it, I suppose you can say. But, yeah, I've been a big fan of that song for a long time as well.
One of the interesting things about, I mean, I think it's probably popularly thought of as sort of a feature of the blues, but also of this sort of American primitive guitar is the sort of like repertoire of songs that I think in a lot of other genres, particularly the what we in the radio biz would call category two popular music, it's, you know, it's about like new songs or like maybe the occasional cover or like remix or sample of a previous song, whereas with some of these more traditional genres, I guess there is this, like, it's not like, oh, they're gonna play a cover to pad out their set. It's like, no, like, part of the point is to do the covers, and that's something that's really interesting to me and sort of stands out as a difference from certainly the scenes that we started covering when we started the mixtape.
Oh, you guys want to hear a fun fact about American primitive guitar?
Yeah,
I love
that. One of the coolest things that this genre does. Okay, so they do assassination songs in this genre, and what that means is that back in the day, John Fahey had a beef going with Stephen Grossman, who was like another fingerstyle guitarist, right? So randomly, he released, and the guy's alive when he does this, of course, right? He released a song on an album called The Assassination of Stephen Grossman. Stephen Grossman hears this is like, what the hell? What do you mean?
This hasn't happened yet.
And but they kind of have a good-natured joke about it. So on his next album, he releases The Assassination of John Fahey. And to this day, different people in the primitive guitar genre write assassination songs about each other just for funsies, even if they've never met.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, so who's your assassination song going to be about? If you could assassinate one person in the style of primitive guitar.
Don't worry, you're just saying it on public airwaves.
I'll keep that a secret for now, but safe to say it's...
you got a plan in motion, huh?
Yeah, of course. Save that for the album, baby.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you know it's coming.
Yes.
Stick around. Well, that's amazing. Now, with your return to BC, you seem to have like quickly either reconnected yourself with, or maybe you never really got too far away from it while you're overseas. But you are right back in the thick of the local music scene, and you have some favorites that you have brought to us today in pure curator fashion. What would you like to show us first? Sitting around and showing each other tunes?
Oh,
good time.
Yeah, that was a good time. Well, okay, let me tell you this. You're right. I've always been friends with many, many talented musicians, all of them much more talented than I am, truth. I would like to, if I can play anyone from the list right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then play me some Loans, baby.
Loans, cool.
Shout out to Alex and the boys.
You had the album commercial set up for us. Is there a track in particular you want to play?
Dream Drive.
Dream Driver, yeah, that's the one. Okay, curated by Wyman here on the mixtape. This is Dream Driver by Loans.
I'm
back to the Vancouver mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Victoria by Brat Boy, guest curated by the one and only Richard Wyman. Hello again.
Hello. By the way, if any of you listeners enjoy my finely curated taste in music of the most talented people in and around this town, you can follow my friend's playlist on Spotify, and it's got this and a whole bunch of other stuff on there. That's the talented Brat Boy, who, not just one of the most talented bands in this town, but definitively the best dressed, by far. I mean, come on. Oh, my God. It's not close.
It's not close. Just like, style is the name of the game.
Matching outfits? What?
Yeah, and like an elite band name, yes, too. Mm-hmm. Brat Boy.
I remember when they first put out music and it was and started playing shows and they were labeled as BB.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. It was like, what? What is this? Two letters? That can't be your name. That's too few letters. Turns out they had a plan all along.
Wow. Genius. Jeez. What was your friend's playlist called?
Friends.
It's Richard Wyman's Friends playlist.
They're just like, yeah, you should listen to my Friends playlist.
Okay, if you
and
go
like,
to,
well, yeah, but who's
how?
If you go to my Spotify account, which I do have, if you scroll down, there's like, you know, artist playlists, and it's the one.
You know what? I will share it on our socials.
Oh, wow. There we go. It's got some very talented people on there. One band called Self Care. I'm a big fan of.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh. Real handsome band.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what, so like, aside from the dress and the, I guess the aside from the dressing, what brings you to Brat Boy? Like, what is your attraction to that band musically? Like, they're pretty. They're just like so fun.
Well, the sound, and not just that, they always give like 110 when they perform. I was at their album release show at the Green Auto, and I mean they're doing all of the rock star moves, right? Like that, like at one point, Bill and Meg do this thing where they like face each other while they're playing the guitars, and they get like on their knees and like bend over backwards, and they're like, la, 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 la. And it's like, you know, Waylon solos. It's just like, ah, dude, that's so dope. how can you not love that? You know.
Absolutely.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
No, yes. Imagine going to that and be like, not for me. Yeah,
not
no,
for
thank
me.
You.
Not
no
really thing. My speed.
Yeah.
Fun? Not into it.
No. Green Auto, by the way. I went there for the first time last night.
It's fantastic.
Really good venue. Just have you been there?
I have not yet been to a show at Green Auto.
Really?
Real good. Yeah. Would recommend. They have two stages there?
They do. They have one outside and they have one inside.
And like, even still, the one that's inside is like, inside.
Yeah.
It's like vaguely outside.
It's nice.
You have others that you want to play. What's next on the docket?
Oh, what is next on the docket? Speaking of one of the most talented bands that has been around for such a long time, and I know, okay, technically it's Vancouver Island, sue me, whatever. Dead Soft, okay?
Well, I think it's not even Vancouver Island. I think it's, what, like Gabriola
Island?
Oh, my God. One of our longtime favorites, one of the first bands we ever had on this,
like,
show.
If we're going to get in trouble for playing this band on this show, I think we're done for.
Yeah, we did it to ourselves.
By the way, Nat released his solo album. Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
I highly recommend you check that out.
Really, really good. Really, like, real Elliott Smith stuff going on there.
Oh, for sure.
Like, oh, yeah. But, like, he's always been such a huge fan of Elliott Smith, right? Like, they did that cover way back when, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What song?
I forgot what song it was. I don't think it's up anymore.
What was it?
But it was good.
It's no Satellite. It's up.
It was Satellite. There you go.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. No, they're still fantastic. They never stop being fantastic. And I did see videos from, they did a latest show at Redgate, and they were playing Phase,
mm-hmm,
which is just, like, I think that was off season two, mm-hmm, and it rules that they're still playing that song.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Love the hits. The one you had queued up for us is Glimpse, which is new. It's, as a matter of fact, released 2 days ago.
Holy smokes!
Gotta pump the new stuff.
So, yeah, let's listen to this together. It's Glimpse by Dead Soft on the Vancouver Mixtape.
Have a meeting, but it was a fear.
That was Lungs by Villain Villain.
Shout out to JD.
Shout out to JD. That's what we're doing this hour, is playing some of Wyman's favorite local music. And earlier in the show, Richard played a bunch of really cool American Primitive guitar for us live in studio.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in now, don't worry. You can listen to a podcasted version of this on our website. Our, in this case, meaning the station, cgsf.ca/contents/Vancouver-mixtape. It's super easy to get to.
Or you can just follow us on Twitter @VanMixtape or on Instagram @VanMixtape. Be one amongst thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands of followers. And get all of our content on the spot.
I don't know if you're ready for the mixtape bump, Richard.
I'm not.
But if you did miss any of that, there is an opportunity for you to see Richard play these songs and more live.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing a show. We haven't, like, the event page hasn't been created. They're making the poster. But I'm going to be opening. It's called the Tyrant Jazz Club on August 5th. And I'm going to be opening for Parentheses and then another as-of-yet act that is unnamed. But I will be opening for those two, again, very talented groups. And, yeah, I'll look forward to seeing you there if you want to come by.
The Tyrant Studio is at 1019 Seymour Street,
hey,
by the way, downtown. That's sweet. Some cool music. Hang out. Meet the face behind the voice that has sprung onto the microphone here.
Mm-hmm. They always told me I had a face for radio.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
We There we go. We got it. Our one per hour. We hit it.
Maybe we should fold the show.
I'm a suitable final guest.
Hey, at least you didn't swear.
Oh, yeah, no. This is a family show. This is a family show.
Oh, my God. So, I'm going to digress into something CGSF related. We got 5 minutes. It's fine. There was an interview done with local band Brass, who you may know. We played on the show. Yeah. It was done by new CGSF volunteer Ava, who got set up to go and meet a couple of the guys and interview them. And then that interview was passed to Yuta, who's our current production work study. And he edited it and sent it to me. And they're like, hey, this is ready to go. You can play it on the mixtape or maybe on your Thursday show. They got it to me. They didn't get it to me in time for last week's episode. So I was like, okay, Thursday, sure. Wednesday, I'm just like, well, I'll just have a listen, see if I can tighten it up a little bit. There were, like, more F-bombs in that than I can count. I spent, like, an hour going through and bleeping them all or cutting them out.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay, you know, new volunteers, whatever. And then I go to play it on my Thursday show, and I've got a new volunteer sitting in with me, learning how the show goes. We're playing it, and I hear the one. It was okay. Nobody complained.
I thought you were going to be spending the entire story just, like, sewering new volunteers, but instead you were sewering yourself.
That was me. Yeah, we all make mistakes. You know, it happens.
Even Jesse!
But don't make the mistake of missing Richard Wyman opening for Parentheses and another secret mystery act.
Yes.
August 5th at Tyrant Studios, 1019 Seymour Street. It's going to be a blast. I know it, for sure.
Heck yes. Where can the people find your music? Do you have anything released yet that they dig into?
I've got the first two songs you heard this evening are released on my Spotify, which is just simply just Richard Wyman. That's it. Nothing special.
W-Y-M-A-N.
Yes.
Exact way it sounds.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, no, that's where you can find me there, and... yeah, I'm on the Instagram, but that's mostly the two social medias that I use. Yeah, otherwise you can find me at many local shows supporting more talented musicians. I'm usually that guy who's in the front row going, yeah, that's me.
You're the only one.
Not always, but like I've been told I have a distinctive tone.
You know what? That's what makes you such a big part of the local scene.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Richard. It's been a pleasure having you back here. We're wrapping up
for the
hour. We'll be back again, maybe next week, maybe the week after. Probably not next week. We'll see. I'm getting a lot of shaking heads. Anyway, we'll be back when we're back. Until then, take care of yourself and each other. We love you lots, and we'll see you later.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Bird note. As a female wood duck swims across a pond with a dozen little ducklings in tow, we see her as a good mother looking after her brood. Well, it turns out that some of the youngsters might not be her own. Wood ducks nest in tree cavities or nest boxes, and it's well known that they'll sometimes lay some of their eggs in other ducks' nests. They'll even lay eggs in the nests of other kinds of ducks, like hooded mergansers and golden eyes. Biologists call this nest parasitism, or egg dumping. It may be a kind of adaptive insurance against the loss of a nesting female's own eggs or brood. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket, after all. But can a female duck tell when another duck's eggs have been added to her nest? Perhaps. Sometimes. Hooded mergansers are frequent recipients of eggs from other species. And sometimes, they'll push the alien eggs to the outer edge of their own clutch, or dump them right out of the nest. But not always. So, back to that brood of a dozen little ones we saw crossing the pond. It's a good bet that the mother duck has at least one, and maybe more, foster ducklings in tow. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Ha huagestig ri CGSF, Nached Poing Aun FM, Kraal Evo Burnaby, British Columbia.